And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he talks about an action and special effects film dealing with the deities and myths of ancient Greece.
I enjoyed Clash of the Titans. I remember thinking that the Clash of the Titans in 1981 was a bit silly, perhaps. Maybe there was a bit of snobbery with Laurence Olivier and Maggie Smith and Claire Bloom in the cast and wondering whether they should be portraying the Greek gods. But having got over that, I actually quite enjoyed the remake for the 21st century.
It's really a clash between gods and men, isn't it?
It is, because the people of Argos must have taken a cue from the 21st century, and they decided that they really weren't very interested in the gods, and they didn't really want to pray, and that human beings were equal to or even better than the gods. And I'm afraid the gods didn't take this too kindly at all, Zeus and Hades particularly.
Have you seen what's happening out there? Have you even bothered to look?
They need to be reminded of the order of things. Turn them on each other.
The small glimpse that I had, it almost seemed like science fiction to me, with some monsters flying through the air and attacking the humans. Quite confusing.
Well, I suppose it's an interesting point you make. I must think of that. I'm thinking that maybe the Greek myths were the science fiction of their day, with all these monsters. Pegasus, of course, not a monster, flying through the air, and hydras and krakens, and even the Medusa with her snakes. That must have been the ancient history science fiction. But anyhow, they're all there, not looking really like science fiction, rather looking like mythology and taking us back into that Greek world.
Maybe it was the giant scorpions that had me referring to science fiction.
Ah, yes, they surface. Perseus has to do battle with one, and then they seem to multiply. But just to spoil it, they actually get rather tamed and provide a kind of equivalent of chariots for the forces who have to travel very quickly over the countryside to confront even further monsters. So they become nice scorpions.
Well, I've picked out three little quotes from your review, Peter. The first says, "Action, action, action." The second says, "It's a rattling good show." And the third says, "One is tempted to say that this is a cracking good show." So
that was a terrible pun with the kraken.
Release the kraken!
So one has to be in the spirit to watch something like this, I think.
I would think so. It's a kind of, inverted commas, boy's own adventure. Mm. The French director is not too good at, say, dramatic sequences, and my guess is that when the DVD comes out, there'll be a lot of deleted scenes, especially of the Council of the Gods, because Danny Houston, for instance, is Poseidon, who should have got a good look in at this clash, and gets one line. So my hunch is that probably a lot more has been filmed, but they decided to do what they have to make sure that it's action and people, you know, stay involved, and so that's why I said it's a rattling good action show.
One day, somebody's got to say enough.
If I do this, I do it as a man.
But you are not just a man.
Let's just remember that it's got quite a cracking good cast as well.
Well, Liam Neeson doesn't look entirely comfortable as Zeus, but Ralph Fiennes as Hades is obviously enjoying himself immensely. He seems evil personified. Well, of course, he's Voldemort in the Harry Potter film, so he's used to this kind of thing. And, of course, with his diction, he makes an absolutely articulate and sinister Hades, surrounded often by black clouds. So, in one way, he steals a lot of the show.
Okay, Peter, I don't know if I'm going to take myself to see that, actually, but you are.
The clue is boy's own adventure.
That was Peter Malone, head of the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication.